T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are at a rainy Fenway Park this morning for day number 2 of the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Although, Curtis, as our weather spoke, I believe the rain is going to go away by the end of the morning. Is that accurate? Okay.
By around 1 to 2, it'll be abundant sunshine in this beautiful city of Boston.
What about the dark cloud? Will that remain hanging over?
No, it just follows me.
The hallowed ground here at Fenway?
It'll be here and rough couple years for the Red Sox during this amazing 2-day event because they haven't exactly been where they've wanted to be at this stage of the year.
Well, listen, stranger things have happened, and Wiggy was, I think you said on Monday that should the Red Sox be able to win one game of this series, then you were going to be on board. So hope springs eternal.
This season's over. Just like a lot of the players, I'm ready for next year. I'm ready for the Shohei to start.
I saw Ken at the station. Ken has been working his butt off all lead up to this. He was there when I got there at 5 this morning. And he was scrubbing the audio of Wiggy's lead yesterday.
I saw him wiping tears looking out at the field.
That's all right, but now you know what it is. It's Shohei time.
Speaking of wiping tears, by the way, I was listening yesterday to Gresham Fourier and Jones and Mago, and they did an amazing job. This one story this family told of the daughter who had been ravaged with cancer, sick. They pull up to the clinic, and she had been feeling awful. She jumps out of her seat and sprints to the door happily going to get treatment.
Yeah.
Like, that is what that place is. It stopped me in my tracks listening to it. It was so amazing.
Well, and I don't know if you think the same way I do, but I oftentimes think about how I'm not sure I would have the courage that these kids have. When it comes to fighting this. And to
be so public and to do it in front of New England and the country on the radio, they've been unbelievable.
Well, I think a part of why they are able to have that courage when it comes to fighting cancer is the great help that they get from people like Martha Young, who is the program manager at Dana-Farber when it comes to pediatric patient and family education. And thanks for being here and up early with us this
morning. Thank you for having me.
I think it's really important for those who are listening and watching and thinking of giving to understand that if they give $10 or they give $25 or they give $50, you guys are able to turn that into some really amazing activities when it comes to these kids that we're talking about and things that I know it's really important at Dana-Farber to not only treat the physical, but to treat the mental part of this. And maybe share with everybody who's thinking about, I gave yesterday, I want to give again today. But share a little bit about what those dollars go to.
Sure. I think part of our job, as everyone who works at Dana-Farber, and part of my job is to listen first about what's going to make this day better, maybe this procedure better, your whole treatment journey better. But the thing that takes that from listening to actual doing that is dollars. And so, like you said, those dollars can go in a variety of ways. I manage a resource room, which you heard a little bit about yesterday from some of the patients and families that were here, and Emily and Catherine. So some of those things that we've learned make those days better and the cancer experience better are programs like art and play, music therapy, and some of the different programs that we offer in there in terms of support and resources.
I also think it's so important when a child is diagnosed with something as scary as cancer to have somebody like you that's able to explain what's going on in terms that a family can understand. Because I think a lot of times whenever you're meeting with a doctor, it almost seems like a different language. So to have that resource for families during a really scary time, to be able to understand a diagnosis, understand that there's a treatment plan and a path forward, must be really comforting for these families. And I believe that this money goes to help that as well.
Definitely. So part of my role is also patient education. And so I do that alongside the healthcare team and a lot with our nurses, who are so good at doing what you said, teaching families. When a child is diagnosed with cancer, it's obviously really, really emotional. But on top of emotional, it can be overwhelming. And part of that overwhelm is translating this medical experience in a way that they can understand, their child can understand, the siblings can understand. So we create a lot of educational resources that help fill that gap and translate those experiences.
Do you find that, you know, as a parent of three, when my kids are older now, but when they were younger, it's really getting them to, you know, and I mean, it was different, but really getting them to understand what they're dealing with. Do you find that to be, like, difficult? Like, how do you kind of navigate those waters when you're dealing with a young child who's dealing with this disease but doesn't really know what it means or what it represents, you know? So what's the thing that you try to do to you know, maybe help them as they're going through this process?
Well, it's different, of course, for kids of all ages. Mm-hmm. So being a child life specialist, that's part of what we learn and study is mm-hmm. how people understand their experiences depending on their age. But one of the tools that we have in the resource room is a pretend MRI machine. And we have medical play dolls. And we know that a lot of kids, especially younger kids, learn what's going on by playing. That's why, like, in preschool, people are playing with kitchens and dolls and things like that. But this is another way for them to learn about what they're going through. And it doesn't have to be someone standing there teaching them directly, but just the experience of touching real medical supplies, playing with them, helps them understand and make sense of what's going on for them.
And Martha, we discussed this briefly yesterday about the kids that are in their teenage years and adolescent years. And if you listen to the show, I probably haven't escaped that yet. I'm still kind of a immature moron. But how have you been able to enact, you know, different activities or programs that you've been able to oversee that has been able to help kids who are already in a very vulnerable position, going through puberty, dealing with middle school, high school? How have you been able to enable them to succeed and get through this with a cancer diagnosis tacked on top of that?
One of the programs we offer for tween patients 9 and up and then teen patients are support groups that happen after hours. And they're arts-based mostly, or sometimes we do fun trivia and things like that. They're about an hour long. We facilitate them. The last one we did was like watercolor, things like that. So we buy the supplies, send them home. But like when everyone shows up for group, that's what group is. And it's the power of seeing other people and being in the presence of other people that just get what you're going through, whether it's spoken or unspoken. It's really powerful. And for them, that experience of being with others like them is the same way that they're learning what they're going through and coping and expressing what they're going through.
I want to come over there for trivia. I dominate at
you do? I'm terrible. No, you're welcome.
I will come over there. You know the one you play at the bar? I am fantastic. Yeah.
I'm Googling undefeated. Under my desk. Yeah. You're welcome.
I'm undefeated. Well,
it has to be boomer trivia, though.
Yeah. No, I'm not quite. I'm Gen X.
or food.
All right. What you guys do is extraordinary. Thanks for coming by this
Thank
morning
you.
And sharing that with those who are listening and watching and thinking about giving. So thanks very much.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.